With Montana News, I'm Sean Robb. A woman jailed in connection with the death of a one-year-old girl on the Fort Peck Indian Reservation is scheduled to appear in tribal court tomorrow. Authorities initially said Kensley Olson was abducted from her house Tuesday, but the FBI couldn't confirm if that was still believed to be the case. Her body was discovered yesterday. The cause of death and other details haven't been released. A man who was argued he was wrongly convicted of raping a 13-year-old boy at the juvenile detention center in Missoula County in 2002 has been released from a private prison in Shelby. Montana Department of Corrections spokesman Judy Beck says Cody Marble was released this afternoon. Retired District Judge Ed McLean ordered Cody Marble released earlier today, 2 days after Missoula County Attorney Kirsten Papps filed a motion asking that the judgment against Marble be dismissed. The motion said the accuser and the two other witnesses had recanted their testimony, that detention officers said the rape could not have happened, and that they heard other kids were trying to set up Marble. McLean did not sign Papp's motion, saying he wanted to give the former prosecutor an opportunity to comment on statements made in the motion. However, he said he'd likely sign it, so he ordered Marble released. Marble was 17 when he was charged with the rape. The man hired to guide the federal government's grizzly bear recovery program retires at the end of this month. Edward O'Brien reports.
Chris Servine says he has profound respect for grizzly bears. The outgoing grizzly bear recovery coordinator for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says they're a tough, resilient animal that can thrive if just given a fair chance. Servine also describes grizzlies as a magical species.
Anytime anybody's ever seen a bear, a grizzly bear in the backcountry, they can tell you some minutest details of that encounter. And seeing grizzly bears burns that into our memory.
Servine's been the government's point man on grizzly recovery for 35 years. The Fish and Wildlife Service listed the lower 48's grizzly population as a threatened and endangered species in 1975. The agency hired Servine to shepherd the bears through the lengthy recovery process in 1981.
I just finished my PhD on grizzly bears in the Mission Mountains. During that time, I had helped with the creation of the plan, adding biological information. And, you know, I considered it a great honor and a challenge to do that.
Servine says there are now about 2,000 grizzlies in the lower 48. He says the Yellowstone and Northern Continental Divide ecosystem populations are recovered.
You know, we have three times as many bears today as when I started, and they occupy more than twice the range that they lived in when I started. And so we've come a long way.
Not everyone agrees with Servine's assessment that grizzly bears are doing as well as they are. Some biologists say the Yellowstone grizzly population is poised to crash due to climate change. Servine's retirement announcement comes just weeks after his agency proposed delisting Yellowstone's grizzlies from the endangered species list.
I am fit and healthy. I like to fly fish. I like to spend time backpacking in the Bob Marshall and the Scapegoat and go and see bears in the backcountry, and I want to do that with my two sons. I put in my 35 years, and I've done my best.
Servine, who's 65, steps down at the end of this month. Fish and Wildlife Service bear biologist Wayne Casworm will fill in as acting recovery coordinator. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
It may be a while before a 2,000-gallon gasoline spill is fully cleaned up outside Alberton. A tanker truck carrying 6,000 gallons of fuel wrecked just west of the town yesterday afternoon. Missoula City County Environmental Health Specialist Travis Roth says the gas fumes probably won't affect local homeowners, but he adds,
the next concern is groundwater contamination, and that can go further. So as part of the investigation, the environmental consultant will likely be testing the neighboring wells.
The initial environmental investigation will start within the next few weeks, but could last as long as a couple years. Roth estimates the local aquifer is about 120 feet underground. He says there's no sign of any water contamination at this time. The remaining 4,000 gallons of fuel were safely offloaded from the wrecker tanker, and the wreckage has been removed. The driver was not injured. The accident investigation still continues. Gubernatorial candidate Greg Gianforte has said in a recent campaign speeches that Facebook passed over Montana as a location for a data center, mainly because of the state's business equipment tax. But a spokesperson for the internet giant said today the Bozeman Republican never spoke with Facebook officials. In a news conference this week announcing his tax relief proposal, Gianforte said he had talked with the company about building a data center in Montana. Gianforte asserted that the biggest barrier for Facebook was the business equipment tax. Gianforte's plan includes scrapping the tax. Facebook spokesman Andy Stone says no discussions with Gianforte took place and the tax was not the reason the company isn't locating in Montana. A federal judge is demanding jailed former billionaire Tim Blixeth reveal what happened to hundreds of millions of dollars he diverted from a luxury Montana resort. The orders for the first time requires Blixeth to file a complete inventory of assets that his creditors have been chasing for years. The decade-long legal saga began when Blixeth fraudulently transferred money from the Yellowstone Club for his personal use. The resort went bankrupt in 2008. Three Republican lawmakers say they will introduce legislation next year to prohibit use of the Montana's government-owned airplane for campaign purposes. The legislators, two of whom face re-election, announced their plans amid continuing controversy over Governor Steve Bullock's use of the aircraft. Earlier this year, Bullock reimbursed the state nearly $2,700 for trips that included campaign events that coincided with state business. A fire that killed 3,100 pigs and destroyed their barn on a Hutterite colony south of Augusta caused an estimated $1.3 million in damage. Lewis and Clark County Sheriff Lee Dudden told the Great Falls Tribune today that two insurance companies were working on the loss estimate for Monday's fire on the Milford Hutterite colony. He says the building loss is estimated at $1 million, while the value of the feeder pigs was estimated at $300,000. I'm Sean Robb. Thanks for listening.